nuttiness out of the sherry. It's just so well done. I mean, just so well done. I mean, I don't think I could improve on this if I tried. What do the rest of you guys think?
Yeah, so I have orange caramel apple.
Mm-hmm.
Just an orange caramel apple. That's what I have.
But the carrot apple didn't come out till I put the water in.
Yeah. That's what I wrote on here. Must add water. Because I was kind of, I was a little underwhelmed at first before I added the water. But after that, it's one of my favorites today.
Honestly, I loved it before the water. I loved it more and equally, but differently after the water. Yeah. I thought it was great.
It was different with the water. I won't say it was better. I will say it was different. But both ways, it was fantastic.
And look how you can
tell. I always knew you went both ways,
Bob. There's no chill filtration here. Look how cloudy it gets with just a little bit of water. It's oily.
The color on this is just fantastic. I mean, it's so dark.
I got the silkiness that Harmeet got, and then I got mango lassi and camel unfiltered menthol.
You are broken inside. First off, it's mango lassi.
Oh, thank you.
Lassi. Lassi is a dog. Lassi is the drink.
I appreciate that. And
I will give you the mango, but the menthol is cigarettes.
At the end. Yeah, camel unfiltered menthol. It's all subtle.
All right. Just say the right thing. Say the thing I want you to say.
Your soul is so damaged.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anybody else get menthol?
These are my childhood memories.
Yeah.
What do you want?
He's abused.
Keeping in mind, he was kept in a box until he was 17. So
more or less,
a box in the basement.
I'll give you the mango.
I was left to wander the streets at will. There was no keeping me in a box. I don't have helicopter parents.
Well, let's move on. So we're going to be reading the Elk Bundy, 15-year-old single malt whiskey, a well-deserved 5 sips.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
So that brings us to our next expression, which is the Old Putney 18-year-old single malt whiskey. This is also aged in second fill bourbon barrels and finished in first fill Arillas or sherry butts. The color on this is not, it's got a nice dark old penny to it. Not quite as dark as that 15, which is kind of surprising, but it's got a pretty nose.
It's almost like the 15.
Yeah. I mean, it's got that oxidized sherry note to it. A little bit of brown sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Like really dark, dark honey. A little bit of cereal note in the nose.
Elegant.
This is one that did need water because there was a gap until I added water. But once I added water, it just filled out. We'll be back.
Just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. On the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, and we're back, and I was just wrapping up my thoughts on the Old Putney 18. So what'd you think, Brett?
Okay, so for this one, I want to kind of jump ahead and jump back a little bit. This was in the middle because our next one we're going to be trying is a 25-year-old. The last one we had was a 15-year-old. This one fell out of place for me. Like, I realize there's really only differences the age, and you have the 3 years age, and then the 7 year age.
But they're pretty much the same. They're
pretty much kind of like the same, just weighed. Kind of. But I was, for this one to me, it was like overly peppered apples.
Overly peppered apples.
Yeah.
As opposed to appropriately peppered apples? I don't Correct. Think I've ever had appropriately peppered
exactly.
apples.
Exactly, and that is why...
I had my mom's apples.
And that is why it was sure. out of balance for me. For me, personally, it was out of balance. For everybody else, I realized it was different, but for the people that like my palate, this one just didn't hit it for me.
You know what I'm getting? A little sweet tobacco on this.
So the people that like his palate... So Bill. Okay,
Only
Bill,
one person.
Don't drink it. Everybody else?
Fine. Everybody else drink yeah. it. I don't care. I just it was out of my range of what I enjoyed.
He's broken inside.
That's okay. I don't mind.
It's basically a lighter version of a 15-year-old.
We can fix him. Yeah. All we have to do is shock
him. It's a lighter, more elegant
version. Turn it up to 320 joules. We can shock him and reset his system. He'll be fine.
Why don't we just turn him off and turn him back on again?
Well, that's the same thing as a reboot. But I prefer the active reboot to the passive reboot. Well,
what did you think?
I thought it was fantastic. I mean, I normally 18 is a sweet spot for me for most whiskeys, and 18 is one of my favorites of most scotches. However, in this series, the 15 was the highlight. The 15 was just angels singing, la, 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 la. The 18
Those
was wonderful.
Some bad angels.
Yeah.
The 18 was Here. Wonderful.
Here. Hello, this is M12. Finally back with another video.
You hit the wrong button, didn't you?
Yeah,
but
wrong button.
I'm assuming... excuse me. There's I'm assuming that the 18 is more costly than the 15. Yeah. But honestly, it was slightly... The 15 was slightly better. So for slightly better and same price or less money, I take the 15 every day over the 18.
But the 18 just keeps getting better in the glass. It let it sit.
The 18 is wonderful. Elegant. I've got nothing bad to say about the 18. Is the 15 for more money. That's it. It's the 15 on steroids, more money. Yeah. But it is not worth twice the price or whatever more.
I don't even know what it costs. These whiskeys haven't been available in Florida for years.
Get the 15. Give me a price on the 18. We'll talk. Yeah, how's yeah. that?
What do you think, Justin?
So I got, usually I'm Old Pulteney, I get apples, but I got peppered pears on this one.
Peppered pears. He got peppered apples.
He got peppered apples.
Picked a peck
and usually
of peppered
I get
pears.
Apples, but I got peppered pears. When I first noticed that it had a nice wood, that faded off with time. Then I got vanilla, almonds, and cocoa. On the palate, it was sweet and fruity. And the finish was long and fruity. From someone who can't have sugar, I love this. Love it. Okay. That's it.
All right. Well, let's move on. So we're going to be rating the Old Pulteney 18-year-old single malt whiskey, a well-deserved 4 sips.
You are so robbing them.
I'm not.
It was bordering on 5, Harm, but honestly, for the money, would you pay the extra money over the 15?
No,
the
15
is a different animal. It's a different animal.
The 15 is.
Get the 15.
Get the 15.
All right. So, look, Mari, you got the next one. Tell us about the 25. Hold on.
There's nothing to say. I summed it up in one word.
The moment the world has waited for.
Thank you, sir, for that marvelous introduction. Next, ladies, gentlemen, and those of you who don't fit in either of those categories, we will be discussing the Old Pulteney 25-year-old single malt whiskey coming in at 46% ABV. And for those who can't do basic math, 92 proof. This expression is aged in second fill bourbon barrels. There's a little bit of American bourbon in every sip. And finished in first fill Oloroso sherry butts. All I got to say is I summed it up in one word. Wow. Really one syllable. This whiskey is amazing. Not quite as dark as the 15, but it's got plenty of color. It's dark, deep, mahogany. It's got an amazing nose with lots going on. The palate is just layers upon layers upon layers. You can dissect out any flavor under the sun on the palate, the viscosity, the mouthfeel. You could just smell it all day long. You can just imbibe it all day long, and the finish just goes on and on. This is as close to whiskey perfection in a glass as I've had in a long time. If you can find this bottle, and I believe it's less of a unicorn than most American
it's
bourbons.
It's under $1,000 retail.
I think
for 25-year-old whiskey, this is worth 3 times as much.
I would agree. I think this rivals a $3,000 25-year-old Macallan.
Oh, it's better than that.
Well, like I said, we can debate whether it's equal or better, but it is certainly in the same category. It can sit at the same table, and yet it's at least one third the price.
And Harmeet's going to crack one of those 25-year Macallans so I could side by side this.
Mm-hmm. I just saw my last one 2 weeks ago.
Or not.
I got more. I got to order more.
Maybe not.
Right after Christmas, that those 40-year-old Balvenies went out like that. Oh my God.
Nice.
The 40-year-olds.
How much?
Nice.
They're 10 grand secondary. I sold them for 7.5.
You should have made anybody that buy one
open it
before they leave.
So they don't sell it.
So they don't sell it.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, no. That, yeah. Yeah. That, guy, yeah. That's
guy,
what I meant.
Open it so you don't sell it. He bought the 27-year-old.
I didn't open it so I could drink some. I meant, yeah, that's what I meant.
He also bought the 27-year-old, the Caroni cask ones.
Yeah.
He came back the next day, bought the last 4-year-old and the other 27.
Okay. So
that's it.
Okay. What'd you think, Brent?
Okay. This is a bourbon lover's scotch. Absolutely love this one. I ran when I thought that 18 was too old, and you know, and I
some
really love the 15.
Are over the hill. You're right about
a
that.
A lot of them
exactly.
Are.
I mean, but
what are you, Leonardo DiCaprio?
No, 18 is
25 over the hill, man. You're gonna trade up.
I enjoyed the 15 so much, and then the 18, I was kind of let down a little bit.
I agree. I was expecting the 25 to be over the hill,
and then I got to the 25. I'm like, okay, well, how far down did this one go? And it went above. Way and above, you know,
yeah,
just
blew it away.
It's just kind of like, okay, skip that 18, just move from 15 to 25. You're going to be just fine. Beautiful. Get it if you find it. It's going to be in my top 10 for the year for sure.
I am very aroused.
So I'm that old guy that remembers when you could buy a house for $99, but I have to say, this old Pulteney, so good. Oh, my God. Intense, dark fruit, citrus, long finish. On the nose, it was like cream of wheat, azaleas, pears. I don't know why.
Orange, licorice, sandalwood.
From apples?
Old Pulteney
used to
be
apples, but now it's pears.
There's so much going on.
So thank you for switching the fruit just to keep life interesting. So good.
Green fennel, sandalwood, lemon, orange, licorice. It just keeps coming and coming. Wow.
Yeah, this is crazy.
How soon can you get this, Harm?
Creamy note?
How soon can you get this?
It's Friday.
Skip the mortgage payment by the
end. I hate to admit it. He's right. There is green fennel.
Yeah, it's all there, dude.
My fennel is always green. What about you?
Man. You can get black fennel.
I don't have any fennel at all.
Yeah.
None.
I mean, to me, green fennel is redundant. It's like saying
now that you can get black fennel too.
I mean, we're recording this in January for broadcast sometime later in the year, but we've already. I'm telling you right now, I've already hit one of my candidates for best whiskey
of
2024.
Yeah, right.
Without a doubt, this is just stunning. I mean,
this is definitely on the short list.
I might find something as good. I don't think I could possibly find anything better. At least, certainly, nothing mortals could afford. Yeah. Yeah, so
if the bottle's missing,
I'll stab you in the eye. Well,
first you got to catch me.
I need to take a sample home for the wife. Oh, she's going to kill me.
Why are we even bothering? I mean, let's just be honest. It's 5 sips. I mean, 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness.
Old Pulteney 25. If you have the means, absolutely go out and grab one of these tomorrow.
There are 25-year-old whiskeys on the shelf at my store, $1,000 all the way up to $5,000. And they're all 25 years old.
I'm not sure I've had a better 25. At any price.
Oh, my God.
All right. So let's move on to our last one.
No, not our last one.
Old Pulteney. Completely last one. That's what I'm saying. You guys need to stop chatting. So we're going to have Justin tell us about that one quickly.
We're going to talk about Old Pulteney Hoodart Single Malt Whiskey. 46% alcohol by volume, 92 proof. Not age stated. I did not do the math. This expression was named in honor of the street where Old Pulteney Distillery is located and is finished in casks that once held peated whiskey. Possibly sourced from Ancock.
No, Anik.
Yeah, that.
Yeah. Lord.
So the
can't take you anywhere.
The nose was sweet. I got sixth grade Elmer's elements on it and vanilla wafers. On the palate, white grapes, lime, lemon, and sea salt. On the finish, it was all cocoa, baby. What did you think, Maury?
I was thinking it was more like that finger glue rather than the Elmer's. You know the stuff paste?
Sure.
I was thinking it was more mucilage. Like that.
You went to a real school.
Yeah, I went to a real school. We had real glue.
Okay, fine.
But other than that, I think you had it spot on.
He didn't get a lot of glue in the box.
No.
It was fresh off the shelf, man.
Other than that, I thought you had it spot on. It was a lovely whiskey. It was light. It was refreshing. It's a complete change of pace from what we've been drinking. So if you rewind about four or five whiskeys and put it back near the Old Putney 12, I thought it was delicious. It was light, fresh, pleasant, enjoyable. It's not a full-bodied, in-your-face, dark, brooding whiskey like we've had in the last three, but it's delightful. Brent?
Yeah, this one has a lot of those... the sea elements to it, where you have that little saltiness to it that comes.
Cut quality and character?
Yeah, in character. See?
Carrot. You've got carrot.
Carrot. Yeah. Cut quality, carrot, and character.
So,
another sea element.
Yeah, you get this.
Bad thing about this one is when I put it in the script, I saw that it was in, peated casks. And so I said, let me put this at the end.
And so, before the 15.
So this is coming in after that 25. So no matter how hard you focus, you're going to be honestly disappointed no matter what it is. But
I'm not disappointed in this, though. But I mean,
I'm not disappointed
it's not
in
same.
It at all.
No, you got to change your mindset.
Yeah.
You got to judge
it. Don't do what we did. Yeah. Don't drink the Old Pulteney 25 first and then drink this.
This is fantastic. And the peat is not strong at all. It's just that accompaniment. Wisp.
It's ethereal.
Yeah, it's really, really lovely. I'm digging this one. And I have a feeling this is not expensive. So
I've got nothing to add. Give it a rating. Let's move to Lost Whiskey, dude.
Well, this was very much more feminine compared to the others, which were much more masculine.
So the old Pulteney Hutter single malt whiskey.
Come on.
Rory's missing feminine attention.
Four sips.
That's
well, we got to give the whiskey
deserved.
Its due.
Well deserved.
We got to give the whiskey its due.
All right,
our last one, sir.
Okay, our last whiskey is Ardbeg Heavy Vapors, 46% ABV, 92 proof. Oh, thanks, guys.
We've left this for you.
Okay, so Heavy Vapors was the 2023 Ardbeg Day limited release during the annual Fest
Le Fischeiler.
Yeah, that one too. This release marks the first time Ardbeg ever distilled this whiskey without
Ardbeg
a purifier.
On Islay.
The apparatus on the still, responsible for maintaining Ardbeg's unrivaled balance between extreme peat and floral fruitiness. So this creative experiment by director of whiskey creation, Dr. Bill Lunsum, has allowed the heaviest untamed vapors to rise up to the still during the distillation process before being captured, matured, and bottled.
Let's go, Brandon.
Ardbeg's director of whiskey creator, Dr. Bill Lumsden, commented, "This experiment was something I've always imagined trying. What would happen to the flavor and character of Ardbeg as we know and love by distilling in this unique way? Well, it's now time for Ardbeg fans to find out. This is a full-blown dram where Ardbeg's exalted balance has been disrupted in the most fantastic of ways. A truly captivating dram." Okay, first off, this has no color. It looks
straw.
Like
Sauvignon Blanc.
It looks like you're drinking water.
It has
it's
no color.
Clear.
I would disagree with you. It's not straw. It's clear.
It's straw.
It's clear.
Put it back on white paper background.
It's clear. So on the nose, you get a really light smoke. You get this little light campfire smoke.
Tiny.
It's a light smoke. I'm expecting this big smoke bomb and things. Now on the palate, this is like sitting around a campfire, drinking the campfire smoke as you're sitting back away from it and eating some s'mores. It's just, you expect that it's a very light, it's very light to it, that you're going to go back and you're going to have this remembrance the next day as you go and you smell your clothes in the hamper and they're going to smell like a light campfire. And that's what you kind of reminds me of. I think it's a hit. I actually like it.
I was like,
oh my God, I'm like expecting this thing to be like this.
His nose is growing.
And now every bottle of Heavy Vapors in the United States was bought within a 5-minute period because Brent actually liked one.
And his nose is growing as we speak, like just like Pinocchio.
What do you think, Justin?
This is exceptional. They call it Heavy Vapors, but it's actually perfectly balanced. It is a great, clear spirit. It actually tastes like really good peated whiskey and not all the weird that I had when I was a child. Buy this. It's really good.
So it's the thing is, it's heavy vapors, so it smells light, but it tastes heavy. The nose.
I don't know that it tastes heavy. I mean, it smells like some brightness to it.
It's anise and burnt spices, but on the palate, it's rich and mouth coating, and I love it. It's crazy good. And the finish goes on forever. You want it? Blows my mind. Maury, you got anything for this?
No, I don't really have much to add. I think you guys have said it. I think they did a really nice job with it. It's great. It's fantastic, and it's great.
All right. Well, we're going to be rating the Ardbeg Heavy Vapors a well-deserved 4 sips.
It deserves 5. You are wrong.
I didn't.
Oh, there's yeah. people at this yeah. table. I'm looking at you.
Yeah.
Bringing down the scores. Yeah.
So, well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
I said good things about the Ardbeg. You can unlock me now, right?
You're allowed to go home now, Brent.
All right. Thank you, Maury.
Thank you, Bob. Another spectacular day in the damp, dark, drippy basement.
And thank you, Justin.
Usually December is amazing. We have the best whiskeys of the year. This year, it just keeps on going.
And thank you, Arm.
Thank you, Bob. What a great beginning of 2024. Really appreciate this.
Stink. Well, for Sips, Suds, and Smokes, this is Made Man Bob. Thank you for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. Didn't have to do that today at all. So,
yabba dabba, dooza.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode. And keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
That coconut Bacardi. Yeah, I did a lot of favors, and I used to love the party. Dancing around in the daze.
loving to get to escape, something to soften the pain. I was a loner at heart, self-conscious and timid to start, just nonsense up into my art, emotions just falling apart. To myself, I'm not gonna be perfect, but I am gonna be a better me. At the end of the day, I'm an artist. We all are, actually. I just find a very different path to my creativity. Now I'm trying new ways.